Praise God, praise God, praise God, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Healing School. Healing School is the place where people come to hear and to be healed. For this is a place of miracles. This is a place where we take authority over the devil and demons. And we command those spirits to let you go in Jesus' name. Are you hearing me this morning? I sense in my spirit real strong that the healing power of God is moving already. So I want you to get pen and paper, get your Bibles. This is Healing School. Take some real good notes. Amen. Be blessed today. Be healed in Jesus' name. Are you hearing me? Be healed today in the name of Jesus. Well, praise God. Good morning, Prophet.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Healing School. We are so glad that you're here and joining us this morning. We know God has a wonderful message for us this morning. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So this morning in Healing School, we are talking about some facts about the supernatural life. Some facts about the supernatural life. Now, before we get started, let me tell you this. The supernatural is the power of God. It's the miracle working power of God. It's the power of God that cannot be stopped. It cannot be defeated. And when you are walking in the supernatural, you cannot be defeated.
My Lord.
Are you listening to me here?
Amen.
So you want to not be so distracted today. You are going to find out some things, and you can use it yourself to set yourself free. Because that's what God. That's what God's words does. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There is no scripture in the Bible that is powerless. Every word from God carries power.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Prophet, we can begin.
Our foundation scripture this morning is coming from Ephesians 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 21, 22, and 23, and this is in the King James Version. And it says, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Verse 22 says, for he had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, 23, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
Now let's pause there for a second. I want you to pay attention real close to words here this morning. Notice what he said. He have given him, or given you and I, power far above every devil and demon. Mm-hmm. You have power, listen now, far above them. Like I said in the opening, if you know these facts, which you're going to find out today, you can never be tormented or stopped by any demon or any demonic force. Are you listening to us? When it says, he have given him power to put the devil under your feet. See, You are his body. Jesus is the head. The feet is not connected to the head. The feet is connected to the body. You and I are the body. What does that mean? Satan is under your feet. Glory to God. I say Satan is under your feet. You cannot be stopped. You listen, that sickness cannot stay on you when you find out these truths, when you find out these real facts about the supernatural. Sickness and disease, being tormented by the devil, is over.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
All right, prophet, you have anything there?
Yeah, praise God. That is powerful. I like what you said. And it's far above what? The powers of the natural world that we live in, far above sickness, far above diseases. He's given us that place we're talking about this morning, the supernatural. And so that's where we have our power, not in this world so much, but in the supernatural, far above the powers that be in the world, the powers, the mights, the dominion, and every name that is named in this world. And he's given us ability and power over all of that. But if we're not aware of it, we're just going to settle down, right? And receive everything that comes our way because, you know, we have not been taught about the supernatural the way we should. We've been brainwashed, really. We've been just, you know, going along with the status quo. But when you come into the knowledge of the Word of God, not just reading it, not just hearing others talk about it, but really settling down, studying the Word of God for ourselves, we find these nuggets and they open up to us. Absolutely. And that's why over in Joshua 1:8, he says, this book of the law shall not what? Depart out of your mouth.
Yes.
But you shall meditate in it when?
Day
and night. What does that word meditate mean? Not just reading it and skimming the surface. Thank God for reading the Bible. But he wants us to settle down. He wants us to meditate. He wants us to take time in studying his word. Because when we do that, it opens up that window into the supernatural. Absolutely. I like that. Far above.
Far above. Mm-hmm. All right.
So we see in the mind of the Father, we are super people. We are super men and women. We are super beings. We are conquerors. We are overcomers.
Yes.
In his mind, because he knows far more than we know. First John 5:4-5. Again, First John chapter 5:4-5 says, for whosoever is begotten of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It was our faith that brought us into the family of conquerors. It's my faith. It's your faith that brings us there. So who is he that overcometh the world? It's he that believed that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, that's Apostle, that's why Satan works so hard to keep us from believing, not just believing. He doesn't even want us to know about the word.
That's right.
As long as we just pity pat, you know, take it on as a Sunday, you know, the end of the week, we dress, we go to church, we spend time there, and then we go out and have a meal, and we're back home, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're right back on the same course. And so one of the things my father in the gospel used to say to us all the time, he said, we give our natural bodies 3 hot meals a day.
Mm-hmm.
But then we feed our spirit man that one cold snack, that one snack a week. And that's on Sunday morning when we go to church. And think that that's supposed to fill us up. That's supposed to, you know, grow us up spiritually. Well, if that's all we had in the natural, one meal, you know, if we had a meal on Monday and we didn't eat again until you know, Sunday, we would not make it. We would be malnourished at best, if not sickly and weak. We wouldn't have the strength to make it through the week to finish out the week's work that we do Monday through Friday or Saturday, mm-hmm. whatever. But yet we think that it's enough to have that one cold snack a week for the spirit man. What am I saying? It's enough to just get into the word once a week and just to, you know, skim over the top of it. It isn't. Yes. So that's it's right. Talking about our faith, even our faith. Well, how does faith come? It comes by hearing the word of God. That's why I went over to Joshua 1:8. He's telling us to not just hear it, but meditate on it.
Yes.
I thank God for people who, when they hear the word in church, they don't just put it down after they've heard it on Sunday. But no, they go back on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and they revisit that. Mm-hmm. And they study it and they spend time in what they've heard until it becomes real. So this is what he's saying. Who is it that overcomes the world? It's us. It's our faith that brought us into the family of conquerors. So who is it that overcome the world? It's us that believe on the Son. When we say we believe on the Son of God, we believe in his word.
That's right. That's good.
And so we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We believe that he died for our sins according to the scriptures. And we believe that he rose again for our justification. We believe that the moment we take him to be our Savior and confess him as our Lord, God takes us to be his children and gives us what? Eternal life. Isn't that awesome?
For a second. That is powerful. I love
that's
that.
That's what we believe.
Yes, that's right. Now, food for thought. God makes us his what? His children.
Yes.
Would you put sickness on your children to teach them something?
Of course not.
No. Would you have them suffering with diseases?
No.
Oh, you old bad thing. You shouldn't have been bad. Or you follow what I'm saying to you?
Uh-huh, yes.
This is how much Christian people have been taught. But that is a misnomer.
That God put sickness on us to teach us something.
Absolutely. That is a misnomer. It is not true. I want to repeat that. It is not true.
No, of course not.
Jesus didn't just die to save you from your sins. When you receive Jesus as Savior and Lord, watch this word, you become born anew.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times that word born again confused people, like it confused Nicodemus. Nicodemus, when Jesus told him, you must be born again, Nicodemus said, can I go into my mother's womb a second time? Well, no. What was Jesus telling him? You must be born anew.
Of the Spirit.
Yes. Like 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, any person be in Christ, what are they? They are a new creature. There it is. Mm-hmm. All things are passed away.
Yes.
And all things are what? Become new. Mm-hmm. Let's say you came down with pneumonia. By the way, that's demon spirits bringing sickness and disease to you. Did you know that?
Yes.
I didn't say you had a demon. I said that's demonic spirits. That is mm-hmm. demon. That's the works of demons. Not God. God is not trying to teach you. He's not putting this stuff on you to teach you something. That's the devil trying to kill you.
Okay.
I want you to grab a hold to that. That's Satan trying to kill you. But Jesus said he came so you can have what? Life.
Mm-hmm.
Sickness and disease is little pieces of debt trying to come together to take you over.
Mm-hmm.
You need to write that down. Mm-hmm. Sickness and disease is little pieces of debt trying to come together to dominate you, to take you over. But again, in John 10:10, Jesus said, I came so you can have what? Life.
Life.
And have it to the full till it runs over. All right.
So we see another aspect of believers. Believers are winners.
Yes.
Winners. Healing and victory are ours. It's yours.
That's right. That's right.
They're yours without even asking.
Say that again.
They are yours, they're ours, and we don't even have to ask. Without asking, healing and victories are ours. All we need to do is to simply know it and praise him for it.
Glory to
Jesus. And see, that's one of the big problems right there that I was talking about a few minutes ago, Apostle. Not many people know this.
No.
You mean healing? How did heal? How? What do you mean healing is mine? Well, the Bible says over in 1 Peter 2:24, I know it's not a part of our text this morning, but I can certainly add it and make it a part of our text. 1 Peter 2:24 says this. If you want to take a moment to go over there and look at it, it says, who his own self, Jesus Christ, bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, I usually put my name there, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Watch this. By whose stripes are we talking about? Certainly not ours.
No.
By his stripes, by Jesus' stripes. Watch this. You were not going to be. Look at that verb. Now pay attention now. We're studying. We're not just reading. You were healed. See? So that answers the question. How is healing mine? How does it belong? Because Jesus paid the price for your healing and mine at Calvary. Now, most of us in Sunday school and we go to church as kids and children, we're taught about salvation. Jesus is our salvation. We're about to commemorate his death and burial and resurrection. We call it Resurrection Sunday.
That's right.
And we celebrate that time that he, you know, hung on the cross. But you got to know what came through the cross.
Yes.
We oftentimes look and spend all our attention on salvation coming through the cross. Jesus died for my sins, and I receive him as my Lord and my Savior, and I'm saved. Thank God for that. That's true. Very powerful. But that's not all we got. That's not all he did. The Bible says, by his stripes. Come on, guys. Look at it for yourself. And that's why we want you to see it. We don't just talk about it. If we bring it up and we talk about it, we could show you this word in the Bible. We could show it to you.
That's right.
By his stripes, you were healed. Call your name. And I say this, I pray this prayer over my body every day. You know, you might feel a little stick or something hit your body. You might feel a pain. You know, you can say that. No, in the name of Jesus, Apostle just told us that's demonic spirits trying to hit us up with something.
That's right.
And so, you know, you say, what do you mean say to it? Well, I can show you that. Again, we can go over into Mark 11. We can go over into Mark 11. I want you to know and be aware of all these things that we're talking about. Mark 11, 23, what does it say? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, well, that means you. I'm a whosoever. That covers all of us, right? Whosoever, watch yes. this, shall say to the mountain. See? Shall say to the mountain. See? And that's where we get that from. Say to the mountain. What's the mountain? The mountain is the problem. The mountain yes. is the sickness that Satan's trying to hit you up with. The mountain is anything he's trying to put on your body. See, you have to say something. Tell it to be removed. Tell it to be cast into the sea. Right. But don't doubt in your heart now. Because where are you getting these instructions from? Getting them from God. So you don't doubt God. You just believe him. You take him at his word. So getting back to our lesson, I wanted to share that. Healing belongs to us. We saw in 1 Peter 2:24, by stripes you were healed. I'm answering the question because I hear someone saying, how do I know healing belongs to me? I'm showing it to you in the scriptures.
Yes.
Healing is yours. You are the That's victor. Right. But when you don't know this,
mm-hmm.
You can't benefit from something you don't know. It's just like a rich uncle, auntie passed away and left you $1 million, but here you are struggling to pay your bills.
Yeah.
Here you are struggling from week to week, living from paycheck to paycheck, but you have $1 million sitting in some account in some estate that is set up for you, but no one can find you. They've been looking for you all, 2 years, 3 years now. They've been trying to, not that that would be, but I'm just saying that's a scenario I'm creating. You couldn't benefit from that until you were actually given access to that account.
Mm-hmm.
See? And so you're not going to benefit from what we're sharing with you until you have access to this account that Jesus laid up for you at Calvary.
That's good.
You're not going to have access to knowing that healing belongs. You're not going to think like that. You're going to think just like the world thinks. Well, my mom had cancer. My dad had cancer. My Uncle Bob had cancer. Auntie Sue had cancer. Well, I guess I'm going to have it too. It's hereditary. It's coming down the line. Well, I guess it's my turn. No, you don't have to think like that. Yeah, hereditary, when you're thinking in terms of the natural, but we're talking about spiritual things today. Right, Apostle?
That's right.
We're talking about the spiritual things. So what do you mean? Well, I have a right to say to demonic forces and spiritual things in the spirit world that's coming from demon forces. I have a right to say, no, I'm not receiving that. And you're not going to attack my body. I speak to the mountain of sickness and disease. Now, where did we see that? We saw that over in Mark 11. So write that down.
That's good.
We saw that in Mark 11, 23. I have a right to speak to this thing. Because I found over in 1 Peter 2:24, write that down. I found out that by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. Not going to be healed, I was. He said, ye were. So that's past tense. But we're not operating in that because we didn't know about it. Well, thank God for healing school. That's what we learn in healing school. So write that down. And now I understand, getting back to our lesson, healing and the victory of healing belongs to me. I am a victor because healing is mine.
That's right.
You see? And you don't have to ask because Jesus gave it to you at Calvary. What you need to do is simply know it and what? Praise him for it.
That's good.
You see it? Now you have the proof. There you go.
That's right.
So Hebrews 4 and 14 through 16 says, having then a great high priest who had passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. The old version of the Bible says profession.
Mm-hmm.
See, now look deeply at that verse that we just read, Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. Having a great high priest. You have a great high priest. That's Christ. That's Jesus Christ. He did this for you. He is your high priest. He died. He's not going to die again. He is your high priest. He passed through the heavens. So hold fast to that confession. Don't ever let Satan or any demonic forces, as Apostle has brought them up this morning, guiding us to look, getting us to look at what's behind the scene, poking at us, putting sickness on us. We know it's him, right? It isn't God. What we are supposed to do is hold fast to our confession.
Yes.
What is your confession? It is that we are new creations. That's you. Say it with me. I know you're listening. Say, I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
Sin has been put away.
Sin has been put away.
I am the righteousness of God in him.
I am the righteousness of God in him.
I confess. That surely. He has borne my sickness.
He has borne my sickness.
And carried my diseases.
Praise God.
You see that? That's your confession. So we say, hold fast to that confession. What is my confession? Remember now, I hope you took taking notes this morning. It is your confession. What is my confession? That the new creation, I'm a new creature in Christ. Sin has been put away. I am the righteousness of God. And I confess that surely he has borne my sicknesses and he did carry my disease. Why he carried them? Why did he carry them? So you don't have to. Now listen, I hear somebody saying, well, you know what? I still have this in my body. I know you do. See, now that's where we come into knowing the facts from the truth.
Yes.
We say, what are you talking about? Well, it's a fact that sickness is there. Because we've lived a lifestyle in such a way we didn't understand, you know, how to maintain and keep our bodies, you know, from sicknesses. So it's caught up with us. You know, any one of us, we're living in this three-dimensional world. Sickness is a part of it, and it will catch up with you. But now let me show you the truth. See, we just showed you the facts.
Come on.
Now let me show you the truth.
That's good.
The Bible says, God said, my word is truth.
Yes.
See, now I can show you that too. But, you know, I don't want to go all over the Bible with you this morning, but I'm letting you know what he said. He said, my word is truth. So you got to understand there are facts. And that's what's going on in the world. We see these things all the time. We see the sickness. We feel it in our body. I can feel the pain. You can feel the pain. It's a fact. And the doctors, we go to doctors to find out what is it that, doc, what's going on? I feel this pain. And because he or she has studied medicine, they can tell us, well, you know, it's pneumonia. Well, it's diabetes. Well, it's cancer. Well, it's hello. But that's not where we stop.
Yes.
He said, thank you, doctor, for telling me. Now you run home and you get the what? Truth.
Yes.
What is the truth? We just talked about it. Jesus was wounded for you. He was bruised for you. And the chastisement of your peace was upon him. And by his stripes, you were healed.
That's right.
And you stand your ground. And based on what he's already done for you, you make that sickness get up out of your body.
Absolutely.
You make the facts come face to face with the truth.
Yes.
Are you listening to me? Yeah. You tell the facts what the truth said. The truth is sickness and disease is no longer a part of my body. Jesus took it in his own body. And I'm telling you, you're not going to stay here. In the name of Jesus, I confess that I'm healed. And then you start talking to your body. I don't know what it is the doctor diagnosed you with. Start talking to your body and say, in the name of Jesus, I forbid this cancer. I forbid you to stay here. Listen to me. I'm talking to you. High blood pressure, come here. Listen to me. Don't run from me. Sit right there. I got something to tell you. In the name of Jesus, no high blood pressure. You will not stay in my body. Listen to me. In the name of Jesus, my blood pressure is 120 over 80. Now out you go, high blood pressure. And I'm not playing with you. Get up out of here right now in Jesus' name. And then you say high blood pressure. And you say to your body, you say, pressure, listen to me now. You are 120 over 80. You're 120 over 80 in the name of Jesus. And you're going to, you know, Satan's going to say, you're crazy. You know, that stuff doesn't work. Satan's job is to deceive you. You know that, right?
That's right.
So don't listen to him. Tell him to shut up. What did Jesus do? I'm telling you what Jesus did. He said, didn't he approach Jesus? And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Huh? He said, our God and only God will I serve. You got to begin to operate that way, child of God. Now, I know no one has actually taught you how to do this. But see, we're in healing school, and that's why we call it school. Amen?
That's right.
We also have our healing clinics coming up. We believe in God for them to manifest all over the place. And thank you, partners, for helping us get those clinics in place. Just like you go, everywhere you look in every community, got a what? An urgent care. Hello. Thank God for the urgent care. Those things broke off from the hospital emergency rooms. Well, guess what? We're about to set up some healing clinics that's breaking off from the word of God. Are you listening to me? Where you can go in, not just an urgent care, but you can go in an urgent care and hear the word of God and be healed. Come out healed, totally healed, and delivered from whatever it is that Satan is trying to put on your body. Aren't you interested in that? I can hardly wait. Yeah. Healing clinics.
Praise God.
Glory to God. So this is healing school. And so we're going to get off into those healing clinics where you have people to actually touch and agree with you and lay hands on you and agree with you. You know, there's power in agreement.
Yes.
It's just like the medicine. You know, people, because they don't know any better. And thank God for doctors. And we say it all the time. The medicine that they give us, it causes those pains to subside and it stops the pain and we feel a little better. But the word of God doesn't just deal with the pain. It goes to the root of the problem. Are you listening?
That's right.
The word of God has the ability to root it up and root it out. Like Jesus talked to that tree. Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Over in Mark 11, the disciples were so excited. They saw the tree that, like today, Jesus is walking past the tree and he thought the tree had some fruit on it. He was hungry. Y'all remember that?
That's right.
And he went over hoping to find some fruit. And what did he find? Nothing but leaves. And y'all know what he did. He cursed that tree. He spoke words. Absolutely. He said, no man will eat fruit from you hereafter forever. And he walked on about his business. And so the next day, they're passing back the same way, going out to minister. And the disciples were excited and amazed. They said, Master, look at the tree. You cursed that tree yesterday and today is dried up. What am I saying to you? You see, you have the ability to curse high blood pressure and it too will dry up. You have the ability to curse cancer and it too will dry up. You have the ability to curse every sickness and every disease that's trying to attach itself to your body and it too will dry up. And you remember what he told them over there. That's where we just went, Mark 11.
Yes.
He said, but you got to have faith. And you can't doubt. When you're cursing something, you can't doubt. You got to have faith in God. Yes. I would to God that when we leave the air today, you go and read that whole chapter, Mark 11. It's a blessing.
That's
a blessing.
Yes,
he's telling them just how to do it. But have we been taught to do that? No, they'll think you're crazy if you're walking around here talking to trees.
Mm-hmm.
But who cares what they think?
That's right.
Okay. Well, I pray you got that. Amen. You too have the ability to curse anything that's trying to tear your body apart. No, Satan doesn't have a right to put sickness. You say, well, it's hereditary. Yes, it is. But listen, you will deliver from that line of sickness and disease. That's called what? What is it called, Apostle? Generational what? Come on.
Curses.
It's called generational curses. And I'm telling you, one of the first things you should do as coming into the wisdom and knowledge of the truth. Remember, we told you the facts and the truth come together. But you are coming together with truth today. Thank God for facts. But when you come into the knowledge of the truth of the word of God, the first thing you should do is take generational curses off of your family.
Yes.
Did you hear me? That's one of the first things you should do. In the name of Jesus, I denounce it. I rebuke it. I come against generational curse. This may have affected my great, 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 great grandparents and great, 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 great grandmother, you know, and sisters and siblings and all of that, but it will not attack me. As it relates to me and my family, the buck stops right here. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke generational curses. I'm not having it on me and mine. I'm not going to do that. See, what happened? The facts met the truth just now.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Come on, guys. You got to get this.
Jesus bore your sickness.
Yes. Come on.
He took your disease. So if he bought it, he took it. Guess what? You don't have it. It didn't say he will one day do it. He have already done it. It's a understood truth. And that's why the scripture says, my people perish for lack of what?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. Because they don't know what belongs to them. They don't know what he have done. Religion says you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. No matter how long it takes you. You just got to wait on him. Folks, listen. While you're waiting, and Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Somebody's praying, Lord, stop by here. Somebody's calling, Lord, come by here. Again, he said, I'll never leave you. The scripture says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Christ in you. He is your healer. Yes, he is. All Amen. Right.
Praise the Lord. So that is so powerful, Apostle. He is the healer. So it is that we are new creations. Are you listening? What is our confessions? We are new creations. We just went through that confession. We broke it down to you. We shared with you why we make that confession, where it came from. It is definitely scripture-based. Amen. We saw that this morning. It's based on the word of God. Sin and disease have been put away. And in the name of Jesus, you and I have dominion over Satan and the works of his hand. But how do we have that? Through the word of God. We have to become skilled workers in the word of God. So in his name, we cast out demons. In his name, we lay hands on the sick and they recover.
Yes.
If we can cast out demons, we can certainly command the demonic diseases to leave our bodies, right?
That's right.
For diseases was brought by demonic spirits, just like Apostle said, and being developed by demons.
That's
well,
right.
See, when you get that kind of wisdom and knowledge, you should write that down. You should look at the scriptures and study those words and make sure it becomes a part of your life, your everyday life. What are we doing? We're looking at the spiritual side of things now. We're looking at, just like our message, the title of our message, it says some facts about the supernatural.
Yes.
Some facts about the supernatural. We have a lot of wisdom, and we've lived a long time in this world, and we know things because of what we've experienced. The Bible says Jesus learned from the things he suffered and the things he experienced. Well, if Jesus learned from those things, we're learning too, aren't we?
Absolutely.
And when you learn about spiritual things, shouldn't you put, well, as my grandparents would say, oughtn't you to put it to work for you? Oughtn't you to do it?
Yeah.
Of course. Not just become hearers, but become what? Doers of the word of God. Amen. So if in his name we cast out demons, in whose name? Jesus' name. And if in his name we lay hands on the sick and the sick recover, shouldn't we be able to cast out and command demonic diseases and sicknesses to leave our bodies?
That's right.
Sure we can. That's what we're talking about in healing school this morning. So when you say in the name of Jesus, in Jesus's name, demons, leave my body. See, not that you have you're demon possessed, but the sicknesses that's brought on by those demons. You say demonic spirits of sickness, you leave my body now. And that demon is under obligation to the name of Jesus to what? To obey you. I'm going to say that again. When you command demonic sickness and disease to leave your body, those spirits and powers are under obligation in the name of Jesus, what? To obey you.
That's right. They have to leave because you told them to.
Are you listening?
That's good.
Yeah, write that down. So according to Colossians chapter 2 and verse 15, when Jesus arose from the dead, he arose because he had conquered Satan.
That's right.
I'm going to say it again. According to Colossians 2 and 15, and we're going to look at that. When Jesus arose from the dead, he arose because he had already conquered Satan. See, and that's what we're coming into that season I mentioned a few minutes ago. He is not there. He's not in the grave. He's risen. He's risen. You're going to hear that in many churches next Sunday. Amen. Not tomorrow, but next Sunday. He is risen. See, so when he rose, come on, he rose because he had already conquered Satan.
That's right.
Having spoiled the principalities and the powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
Yeah.
You see it?
And prophet, that word spoil is a little vague to us. That word spoil means stripped.
Absolutely.
He stripped them of his ability. All right.
And he made a show of them. And see, that's why he rose. We understand, we get these wonderful, wonderful spiritual encounters in the spirit world mixed up with the bunny rabbit and the Easter eggs. And the Easter eggs. See, that's what we've done with this great, great triumph in the spirit world. We've associated with the bunny rabbit and the Easter eggs. Now, I'm not trying to knock little children's activities at Resurrection Sunday, but certainly adults should know the real reason that we have this great time of reckoning in our lives. We should actually know and commemorate the truth about what happens, and they call it Easter, but it's really Resurrection Sunday.
That's right.
He rose because he rose victorious. He gone to hell. You see, Jesus went to hell. Yes, he did.
He did. That's right.
And he went down there and he spoiled all the principalities and all the powers. He made a show of everything in hell, openly triumphing over them. Can't you see him coming up out of the grave with his hands risen? A conqueror. Amen. For us. He did it for us. He did it for us. Listen, Jesus's triumph is our triumph. It's right. Your triumph. Jesus's victory is your victory. It's our victory. He did nothing for himself. He didn't die for himself. He died for you and for me and for each of us that's listening here, that we can sit here in healing school and hear all of this truth. He did it for us.
That's right.
So today, you and I are more than conquerors. Are you listening? You and I are more than conquerors through him who loved us. That's a powerful price to pay for us. And then we just sit around and take it for granted and say, well, my mom had it, my dad had it, my sisters, Uncle Poopy and them, everybody had this disease, so I guess I'm going to die with it too. No, you don't have to, child of God. Are you listening to me? You don't have to.
That's right.
Jesus paid the price for you to live and to live victoriously. All you have to do is take authority in his name, claim what belongs to you, and live that way. And do it in faith. Do not approach the throne of God haphazardly with a let me see attitude.
No.
In doubt. You know, if you're in doubt, you know what's going to happen to you. They say if you're in doubt, you're going to have to what?
Do without.
You're going to go without. If you're in doubt, you will go without. Faith does not doubt. Faith does not peep and sneak and take baby step. Faith leaps. It jumps.
That's right.
It's so sure. When you hear the word of God, you need to be just that sure.
Amen.
Well, God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. You have to get to that point in your life. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. It was all for us. So today we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Know the real reason what's going on next Sunday that we set that time aside to commemorate. Know what it really is we celebrate. Amen.
That's right.
The children may go with the Easter bunnies and the Easter egg hunts and all of that, but certainly you are not a child in the in the spirit. We're talking about spiritual things. You're growing up spiritually. God wants you to grow up spiritually. He wants you to grow up from the Easter eggs and the bunny rabbit and the Easter egg hunts and go to how triumphed you are because of the victory of Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Amen. And celebrate the true meaning of Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.